Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is 6:06 a.m. and we are 24 hours removed from what I think is the darkest day in Las Vegas history. Today I think is going to be tough in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday there was a lot of people that sprung into action, a lot of great people stepping up, doing amazing things for the community. Today is going to be rough in my opinion because we're starting to learn the names and identities of many of the victims that were killed by the terrorist here in Las Vegas on Sunday night.
And it's so sad. Yeah. Just so many young people, too.
Yep. And we're seeing, support from around the world. So if you guys remember in 2015, the Las Vegas Eiffel Tower went dark to honor the tragic terrorist attacks that happened over in Paris.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, Paris honored Las Vegas in the same way. They shut off the lights for the Eiffel Tower. And even, if you're up this early and you're driving to work, and driving past the Strip, you probably notice that a lot of the lights are dimmed down in the Strip. A lot of the shows went dark last night, because it was...
They blacked out the Strip last night.
Yeah, but I mean, even still this morning, a lot of the lights are dimmed. So, yeah, it's just, it's a very somber day here in Las Vegas. Obviously, yesterday we also found out that Tom Petty passed away, which is...
Twice, right.
They screwed up that announcement.
That was awful. Sucked. I felt so bad for his family. Yeah. It's like having to. It's like awful.
Yeah, but it's again, it's a heavy day. I found out that somebody that I do know was one of the victims of the shooting.
Yeah.
On Sunday night, there's a lot of people stepping up and doing amazing things for the community, though. For example, the South Point said, "We are devastated by the recent events at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, and we'll do whatever we can in our power to help. In the wake of this tragic event, we will be offering free hotel accommodations to those traveling to Vegas to assist their loved ones. In addition, we'll begin to compile as much information as possible to assist you in your search. God bless this community, the first responders, and all those affected both directly and indirectly on this dark night. To make reservations, you can contact their number, 866-791-7626. Station Casino stepped up, doing the same thing.
Big time.
It's just... It's great to see so many people doing wonderful things for the community, but it gets really sad when you start seeing the faces of the people that were killed with their young families and a lot of people, in their 20s, 30s, and in some cases even younger that were gunned down. So it's really sad stuff.
That's heartbreaking. My cousin's daughter's teacher, she was one of the victims as well, and she was pretty young as well, so... the whole thing is just heartbreaking.
There were so many people who were public servants, teachers, first responders,
police officers,
vets. Yep. It's like you go through the list and you're reading about these people and their lives and what they were doing, and it's people who were
they're all
trying to help the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They're all good people.
Oh, God damn, man. It's just heartbreaking. It absolutely is, and. We're not far removed from it. That's the hard thing. It's like, the earth is still spinning. We're still moving. There's still things going on outside.
A lot of people had the normal Mondays for yesterday. They had to go to work or the kids had to go to school or whatever it may be. And
you got to do it again today.
Just trying to get through it while all of this is going on. Some positive news is, that GoFundMe that started yesterday.
The one Steve Sisolak is running?
Yeah, over $3 million.
That's awesome.
So they've upped the goal to $3.5 million, and it looks like it's going to hit that pretty easily.
Good.
So in one day's time, over 43,000 people have donated, and over $3 million right now is where they are.
There's so many people who were just hurt yesterday and who are going to need, help with the medical bills and everything else, and not to mention the families that were devastated by the loss of their loved ones. But, this is a good start to help that out. We found out
that a lot of the people that were injured, because we're talking about 500-plus people, 527 people that were injured, most of them were shot.
Yeah.
So when we first heard that number, I'm like, people tripped when they were running away. Or
being like trampled
in some cases because it was such a chaotic scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, most of those injuries are from gunshot wounds.
Yeah, they were talking to the head surgeon at UMC yesterday. And when he revealed that, I was kind of in shock.
Yeah,
you know, and we're even though it's a tragic, massive loss of life, it could have been so much worse. You know, but the fact that, you know, there's 500 people who were also injured, it's absolutely crazy. I love that the UFC, you know, stepped up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Here's UFC president Dana White announcing that they're going to make a $1 million donation.
This is my city. This is my town. I grew up here. I raised my family here. All my friends live here. You know, this is where my business is. The people, what we're going to do is we're going to donate $1 million to the people, the families, and the people who are affected by this. And, you know, it's still too early. So we'll see what pops up over the next week. But, you know, we're going to cut that money up and donate to a bunch of different things that have to do with the tragedy, or we'll just give the whole million in one lump sum to, you know, the thing that everybody else is donating to. I know the NFL put up some money too. I think that every casino on the strip should dig in and help. I think that, you know, businesses like mine and a lot of other people who do well here in Las Vegas can help. I'd say to the people outside of Las Vegas, don't be afraid to come here.
And I think he's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan is coming to town this weekend. He's actually doing a comedy show like he does, you know, in many cases where mm-hmm. he'll do like a show before a UFC event. There's a UFC event on Saturday. He's doing a show on Friday night, his comedy show. And he announced yesterday that 100% of the money from his show on Friday night is going directly to the
victims. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That'll be a huge amount of money. And, you know, props to those guys. You know, a lot of, you know, the UFC makes... This is their home base to make a lot of money here in Las Vegas mm-hmm. and stepping up to help the community. Hats off to them for doing that.
So we have a long way to go in the grieving process, in the recovery process. It's just starting in many ways. Yep. But again, you know, whatever you need today, we're here for you. We've got all the information as far as places to make donations for blood or for money or for resources. So if you have any questions on that, feel free to give us a call today at 702-791-1075. We'll be with you all morning to help.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So powerful reactions from a lot of big names in the entertainment and music world, obviously, to what happened here in Las Vegas yesterday. Some inspirational stuff, some sad stuff, because obviously it's a tragic situation, and some people, I think, were very honest with their reactions, and we appreciate that. We'll share some of those with you in just a moment.
You're listening to the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So powerful reactions from around the world, and many people from every corner of the globe stepping up and offering support to our great city during a very dark hour yesterday. And of course, that will continue in the days and weeks and months and years to come for many of these families. Like I said, you know, today, really sad day because we're starting to learn more about the identities of some of these people. And it really puts a face with just how tragic the event was on Sunday night. Down on Las Vegas Boulevard.
It kind of just makes everything just like, oh my God, like you see the faces and so many are young.
Yep.
You know, it's so sad.
What do you hear about, you know, how they're teachers and police officers and veterans and, you know, like community servants, like good people mm-hmm. that just did not deserve anything bad to happen to them, much less a total tragedy like this.
Yep.
Jake Owen called into the Today Show and talked about what happened.
We were literally standing 50 feet away from where Jason was on stage. And all of a sudden you heard what sounded, you know, it was kind of that thing where you're like, is that gunfire? And it got faster and faster, almost like it sounded like it was an automatic rifle. And you could hear it ringing off the tops of the rafters of the stage. That's when you saw people fleeing. And at that point, everyone on stage just started just running everywhere possible. So I kind of just ran like everyone else. I mean, I at one point I was crouched down behind a cop car with about 20 other people that were just, you know, people that had come to the show, and everyone's asking if everyone's okay. There's blood on people, and you could see a couple folks in the streets that looked like they'd been shot lying there. I mean, it was chaotic. It was literally like a movie that you feel like you've seen before that's not real life.
He's right. I mean, even watching all the coverage last night, you know, it's like, how is this happening? And how is this happening here? Like, for the people that I saw in the crowd that were right in the middle of it while they were being shot at, you could tell they were just in total disbelief.
Shock.
Too.
It's a shock.
And also because they had no idea what was really going on. Yeah. They're like, where is this gunfire even mm-hmm. coming from? You don't expect that it's from across the street and 30 plus floors up.
You know, what was it? 400?
Like 400 or 500 yards away.
Yeah. Just nuts.
Jeremy on Twitter here said, hey, can we spread the word to stop spreading the stupid conspiracy theories? Because it's really frustrating to hear and watch.
Yeah. Yes. Stop that.
Yes.
There was one guy. There was a lone gunman. The guy decided to terrorize Las Vegas himself. There, you know, there were two windows because it was a corner room and there wasn't gunfire coming from the fourth floor. I don't know if you've been to the fourth floor of the Mandalay Bay, but you couldn't have got across there. It's like, look, there's a reflection. Yes. There's lights coming from the fourth floor. Stop spreading stupid fake news.
I appreciate you wanting to be a detective in this situation, but why don't we leave it to the actual detectives?
Real detectives.
Yes.
Yeah.
The people that actually get paid to do this. There's not some giant government conspiracy theory that all decided it's a good idea to mow down, you know, what looks like now 60 people.
Yeah.
Because somebody else passed away, it looks like, this morning. Succumb to their wounds. So really, really sad stuff. Again, it doesn't do anyone any good to spread fake news. Just make sure that if you're posting about things or if you're reacting to things, that it comes from a credible source.
Yeah, make sure it's credible.
So TRL had their premiere yesterday on Not a Great Day to Have a Premiere for Your Big TV Show, but obviously they opened it talking about Las Vegas.
Last night in Las Vegas, a horrible tragedy took place. It was the deadliest mass shooting in our country's history. Our hearts and prayers go out to the victims and their families. For us, it hits especially hard because it took place at a concert packed with people of all ages coming together to share a common bond, the love of music.
Now's the time to take action. Visit everytown.org/act to get more information about how you can prevent gun violence.
So even though our hearts are hurting right now, we're not going to let that stop us and break that bond. Instead, we're going to keep going and lift each other up.
If you do need any information on where you can donate blood or time or money or get grief counseling or any of those things, that's what we're here for this morning. You can feel free to give us a call at 702-791-1075. Jimmy Kimmel was doing his show last night. And obviously, Jimmy Kimmel, this is near and dear to his heart. Las Vegas is his hometown. Yep. This is where he grew up and went to high school and the whole lot of it. And, Jimmy Kimmel has, you know, in recent months, been a little bit more political than he has in the past.
Yeah.
And he said many times he doesn't like being political. Like he doesn't like being serious about subjects, but there's just more and
it's
more.
It's hard to be funny doing that.
You can't be funny when there's a tragedy like this, especially when it's your hometown. So Jimmy Kimmel had some really, I think, powerful words last night on his show.
Well, hello, everyone. Here we are again in the aftermath of another terrible, inexplicable, shocking, and painful tragedy, this time in Las Vegas, which happens to be my hometown and Cleto's hometown, Cleto Sr.'s hometown. And as you know, at least 59 people are dead. Hundreds of people were wounded in what they say was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. Of course, we pray for the victims and for their families and friends, and we wonder why, even though there's probably no way to ever know why a human being would do something like this to other human beings who are at a concert having fun and listening to music. Jason Aldean was on stage. Luke Combs, who was here with us tonight, he played the show too, and obviously no one could have ever expected that something terrible would happen, but it did. This morning, we have children without parents and fathers without sons, mothers without daughters. We lost two police officers. We lost a nurse from Tennessee, a special ed teacher from a local school here in Manhattan Beach. And it's too much to even process. All these devastated families who now have to live with this pain forever because one person with a violent and insane voice in his head managed to stockpile a collection of high-powered rifles and use them to shoot people.
It was right before I went to bed last night. A girl that both Mahoney and I know named Alexandria Sparks, used to work with her at a club called Revolver here in town. And she posted last night that I don't know if they still were connected or not, or if it was one of her ex-boyfriends, but they basically grew up together and have been dating on and off since they were 16. He got killed.
That's
so
awful.
He was one of the victims down on the strip on Sunday night. Again, just people at a concert trying to enjoy a show, and next thing you know, just gone in an instant.
Just enjoying a beautiful October night, man. That's what it was. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful night. You know, you couldn't ask for better weather to be out there. And unfortunately, it was marred by senseless violence. You know, and we're still trying to recover today.
I'm still trying to make sense of it, and that's part of the problem is that, you know, we have this the 64-year-old maniac who, by all accounts, doesn't fit the profile of somebody that would do something like this.
Yeah, and that's, you know? That's what just makes it more disturbing. Have a
criminal record. It's, you know, he's just no one around him knew anything like this was coming up. But I mean, they found explosives in his car as well at Mandalay Bay. Mm-hmm. The same stuff that Timothy McVeigh used to take down in that Oklahoma City bombing all those years ago.
They found Tannerite at his house out in Mesquite.
Yeah, who knows what he was planning to carry out? I mean, it's as horrific as we could possibly imagine, mm-hmm. but. I mean, he obviously was planning on doing much more.
Yeah.
So to say it's disturbing is a gross understatement. But again, you know, the recovery and rebuilding process is underway. A lot of people are stepping up, and let's continue that.
And that's the beautiful part about this community. You know, we saw so much outpouring of love and selflessness yesterday. People just rushing to donate, to help, and we're seeing more of that this morning as well. I mean, we've looked at the
blood banks were literally full yesterday.
They were booked up until Thursday.
Yeah, they're like, we cannot take any more blood, and we cannot take any more donations. Like people stopping by and dropping things off, which
doesn't mean stop doing that, because you know obviously blood has a short life, you know, a short shelf life.
What that means is that there's a tremendous response from our amazing community,
and you know, just keep an eye on that. You know, over the next week or so. Continue to make those donations and getting out there and doing your part to make this community better.
Yep. Yeah, but you know, it's you know, good news that there's just been so much blood being donated.
It's great that our community has rallied in such a way.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a strong community. Yeah. You know, we absolutely 100% have a strong community, and I love this town. There's nowhere else in the world I'd rather be than right here in Las Vegas. It's the people that make this city. You know, the city's amazing. The people are amazing, and you know, it's so unfortunate that we had to deal with. You know, and experience a tragedy like this here in our backyard.
So yesterday, tough day as well. Tom Petty at 66 years old, he passed away. And to honor his great legacy.
He's the best, man.
We'll play some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This is Free Falling. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Lots of very personal stories to share from people here in the Las Vegas community that have developed over the past 24 hours. We'll continue that throughout the morning. And if you have anything that you'd like to share, 702-791-1075. If you need some help figuring out where you can donate time or blood or money, we have that information for you. And if you need grief counseling or resources yourself, we're also here to help there. So 702-791-1075. We're going to be on air with you all morning, taking your reactions as well as offering you information as it's needed. And you can also feel free to call our voicemail if you want to share something in a not live fashion. 702-889-7352. We'll be checking that throughout the morning. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So what happened in Las Vegas on Sunday was nothing short of a tragedy, and everyone from performers that were involved to the president himself had a lot to say about what went down on Sunday night, and President Trump called it an act of pure evil.
My fellow Americans, we are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief. A gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil.
Here's a message that we just got on Twitter at Dave Mahoney from Erica. She said, thank you for giving the community a voice, for letting us heal together. I'm a longtime Red Cross volunteer and staff member, and this is the hardest thing I've ever had to respond to. And what is comforting in the chaos is that the community has come together so fast to do anything they can. Continue to spread the good word to the good people out here in Las Vegas. Thank you again, and please encourage everyone to make appointments at Red Cross or United Blood Services to donate blood. Life doesn't stop, and we have the need for blood all the time. Yep. Thank you again for sharing the stories and letting us know that we are not alone, and we can begin to heal together.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that is the thing. We will heal. It's going to take time. You know, things don't change overnight. You know, it's not a light switch. Unfortunately, that would be easy if it was. But, you know, we are inspired by the outpouring of support from people here.
Josh said, hey guys, just thought I'd share what I think is a pretty cool experience in the wake of Sunday's tragedy. My wife and I work at a grocery store on Nellis and Stewart and Nellis and Sahara, which can be big around the first of the month. Normally around this time for the first 3 days of every month, it's kind of hell to go to work because of how busy the stores are and how nasty people can get because of it. Yesterday, that was not the case at all. I think because of what happened, people had just a much different mindset. My wife and I didn't encounter a single angry person. People were buying tons of product to donate to help. There were even people there returning items that they had previously stolen days before.
No way.
And that what? Never happens.
Oh.
I just thought this was something out of the norm, but amazing nonetheless. This was tragedy, it seems, that the community has really come together with not only donating whatever is needed, but also being kinder to their fellow Las Vegan. You guys are awesome. I appreciate the support that you all are giving. So, Josh, thank you for sharing that story as well.
Yeah, and just like events like these, it just shows how strong the community is. And that's exactly what we saw yesterday.
We've known
and
that.
We continue to see that.
We've known that for years.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that
we've known. We've been through other tragedies here in Las Vegas before. There was those police officers a couple of years ago that were killed execution style while eating lunch. And the community really rallied together then. I just didn't expect something of this significance. I mean, this is the biggest loss of American life on U.S. soil since 9/11 due to a terrorist attack. And that really sucks to have to say with the words Las Vegas in front of it.
Mm-hmm. It's anywhere in the United States. It sucks. But yes, it more so here because it's people we know. It's our friends. It's our family. You know, it's our community. I'm shocked and saddened by what happened on Sunday night, but I'm not shocked in the least bit of the response that we've seen from the community. Like I knew this is how our community, had we ever experienced a tragedy of this magnitude or in general, would come together, because we've seen how generous they are over the years with, you know, trying to help out other organizations in the past, be it, you know, like working with Three Square in years past or working with St. Jude's. Just the spirit of the people here who want to come out and want to help. You know, we've got good people here, and that's
Las Vegas.
It's heartwarming.
Never gets credit for that, right?
Because no,
most people come here and they just see
as a
playground, and that's okay. Like
that's our job,
right?
That's our job,
right?
The strip. You're seeing.
That's not who we are, though.
That's
right?
Not us.
Yeah.
Like when we're not at our job, that's who we are. Yeah. The community, everything outside of that as well. That's, you know, that's where we go.
And I do like that a lot of the biggest news organizations around the world did pick up on the story of how the Vegas community responded.
Yep. Yeah.
A tragedy, no question about it.
Without a doubt.
But a response that maybe was unexpected for some. We certainly expected it. And people were lining up yesterday before the sun even came up to donate blood. And they were waiting in line, you know, 6-8 hours, showing up with so many supplies that the blood banks had to go, hey, actually,
we're good.
We have so much stuff, we actually have nowhere else to put it.
And the first responders, the firefighters, the EMTs, the police, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if other cities use the response that happened here as training, you know, because you the only stories that you are hearing about first responders are good ones. And the fact that as quick as they got there and everything that they did as fast.
As difficult of a situation as it was to figure out. The police did an incredible job. Literally every single ambulance that was available in the city was down there on site. And that's not just the public ambulance companies. All the private ambulance companies called everyone in and they sent everyone out.
Henderson and North Las Vegas, the whole area.
The response was incredible. The first responders and the firemen as well.
Yep.
A huge amount of firemen were out there helping. And then, of course, all of the nurses and the surgeons and the medical staff at the hospitals that
pulling
were dealing.
22-hour days at the hospital. You know, we had
y'all are heroes, man. That is the definition of a hero, in my opinion. You guys serve the community in an incredible way. And God bless you. That's just an amazing response from a whole group of people in this community when it was needed most. And it's very encouraging to see.
Thank you.
Yes. Also encouraging is the GoFundMe, $3.1 million as of right now this morning. So it's really, really cool to see. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
X107.5 is KXTE Pahrump, Las Vegas, HD1. Alex is joining us from the east side. What's up, Alex? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just driving home from my boyfriend's house. I snuck out, so don't tell him anything.
our lips are sealed.
All right.
You're doing the drive of shame right now, and you figured, hey, I'll call these guys. All right, got it.
No, it's not the drive of shame. It's that he's drunk and passed out, and I got to go home.
I got it.
Fair enough.
So what's up this morning?
Well, I heard you guys. I always listen to you guys every morning, and I heard you guys talking about how the community came together. And let me tell you, I don't know if you guys went out yesterday, but I have a couple fresh tattoos and some fresh piercings, so I couldn't donate blood, and I just could not sit there and not do anything, seeing all these people. I mean, people really thought, and I'm not trying to judge anyone, but other cities have reacted very negatively to traumatic situations that happened in their city. And I know a lot of people thought that Vegas was going to fall apart. They thought that we were just going to, like, I don't know, party it out, get drunk and hate each other or something. But that wasn't the case at all. I went out there. I got a couple of Walgreens stores to donate some cases of water. I was making drives to, you know, the hospital, some of the blood banks that usually aren't open, they were open, you know, and the lines were long. But people were smiling, were cleaning up around the areas. They were handing out snacks, water. Nobody was arguing. Nobody was being nasty. I mean, I literally had to pull over and cry for a second because it was just an amazing, amazing thing to have something so traumatic happen and to see that our city sticks together, man.
Yeah, I've never lived in a place, and I've lived all over the country at this point, and I've never lived in a place where the people are more loving and more supportive of each other in dark times. Yeah, like Vegas is a fun place, and a lot of people come here to have a good time and tear it up and everything
else.
And
we don't need to talk to each other. We don't need to talk to each other, and I'm fine, and I'm happy with that.
Yes.
Thank you for not bothering me.
It just feels very real to me. I've lived in South Carolina. I lived in Texas for a short time, as you guys know, and... Yeah, it feels like there's manufactured kindness in a lot of other places around the country. Mm-hmm. That doesn't feel like that to me in Las Vegas. Like when you need help, somebody is going to be there to pick you up in Las Vegas, and it's going to be genuine. And I respect and appreciate that.
No, and that's the thing that people forget. You know, for those of us who've lived here for a long time, I've been here my whole life. My mom and my aunts were all raised here. They all went to the old Vegas and old El Dorado and all that stuff. But anyway, the thing that people don't understand is that everybody from here, just about everyone, is from somewhere else.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So there's all the walks of life here. But when you see somebody, I've picked up people walking the freeway because their car broke down. You know what I'm saying? Like, people do that here. And you think that they don't because it's Las Vegas, the city of sin. But that's not true, man. That's not true. I've had people just help me out randomly throughout all the years I've been here. And they were always kind. I'm not saying everybody's nice. I'm saying that we have an understanding of each other.
When you need it, when you see somebody in help, and that's the time, you know. Like I said, that's the thing I love about the West Coast, and that's the thing I love about Las Vegas in general. Like when we were living in Texas, when I grew up in St. Louis in the Midwest, people are up in your stuff. Always. And it might not be for the best reasons, even though it's guised in that. Like, oh, I'm the friendly neighbor. Yeah, and it's really not. I don't like that. But when we see somebody who is in need of help, and like I said, this speaks to the countless acts of kindness that we've seen from the community coming together to help out charities and other people in need. Like I said, the officers a couple years back who unfortunately were ambushed. You know, we see in times of peril, Las Vegas comes together. And that is just a thing of beauty. I love it. And it's a tragedy that
it feels real, though. You know?
It 100% feels real, and it does not feel manufactured. And I love that the world is getting a view of that. I hate the reason why, but I love that the view is being shown to the rest of the world that we are a strong community here.
Yeah. And, you know, when 9/11 happened and all that stuff and everything started happening around the country and around the world, like, I know all of my friends, we were like, man, I hope it doesn't come here. And I'm like, man, it's not going to come here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they going to do? Like, you know what I mean? We could just build another casino. But this is different. It's not different. It's just, it's not something that we expected, but we kind of expected, I guess.
It's like the worst of the worst because it's people out just enjoying a concert on a fall night, and it's just a massacre of people. It wasn't even like blowing up a building, not minimizing that by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't even an attack on like a structure. It was an assault.
Well, the World Trade Center was an institution, you know, it was kind of an institution that stood for, you know, what America
prosperity
was,
and trading and
banking
else,
and all that, you know, the American infrastructure.
And just Sunday just seems so random too.
But for an American to just kill other Americans, you know, it's gross. But again, the response has been overwhelming. And even today, I'm looking at, you know, all of these candlelight vigils that were held last night, and the community coming together in another way. UNLV had
a lot
one.
Of the churches,
the churches
came
around the community. Nellis Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Looking at some pictures of that right now. Again, it's just encouraging that there is so much Vegas love, and that people when in a time of need step up. And they answer in a big, meaningful way.
Yeah,
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and you know, you and I have been here, Dave, for 14 years. Sylvia, you've been here for
pretty much
your whole life. You're like 42 years, something along those lines.
My whole life.
but you know, Dave and I did not grow up here. You know, we weren't born and raised here.
I was raised in Minnesota. You were from the Midwest as well. Yeah,
but. Somebody pointed this out to me. You know, we were very young when we moved here. We were, you know, 23, 24, something along those lines. We grew up here.
Yes.
You know, like, we didn't grow up here, but we grew up here.
I spent my whole adult professional life in Las Vegas, and I could not be more proud.
This is our home.
To be in Las Vegas and to see the response from our amazing community.
Yep.
It's amazing. Yep. It really is. Alex, thanks for the call today.
And no problem, man. Thank you guys for everything that you... I was so happy when you guys came back.
Us too.
Nobody was happier than us.
I was like, man, if they bring back all that good stuff from 98 to 2002,
we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Alex, have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Man.
Bye-bye. Oh, man. So it's tough to decide on, like, what the right music is to play today. So we're just kind of, you know, taking it from the hip today and just whatever feels right. We'll do some Oasis right now. Don't look back in anger. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Again, these powerful reactions from around the world to what has happened in our city over the course of the last 36 hours. We are, of course, gathering those as quickly as we can, and we'll share with you what we can. We have a lot of good stuff coming up, and we'll also check the voicemail here shortly if you want to leave us a message on that. 702-889-7352. Always welcome your comments, as you know, a lot of people are dealing with their own unique experiences going through this tragedy. 702-889-7352. Checking the voicemail here in a couple of minutes.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Checking the voicemail here in a couple of minutes, but Catherine sent a message over on Facebook, said our center at Las Vegas Counseling Center is offering free counseling this week. So the Las Vegas Counseling Center offering free counseling this week if you need that.
If you need to talk to somebody, do it.
Yesterday at 66 years old, the icon that is Tom Petty passed away. He was found in cardiac arrest at his home in Malibu, California. Gonna miss him, man. Just a hell of an artist, and a lot of it. Did you guys ever see him live?
Great concert.
Great concert live.
So good. Just
Here's
the best.
Mary Jane's Last Dance. X107.5, Dave Mahoney, Tom Petty.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney, Sylvia, it's Travis out here in Denver. Have to listen to the podcast every day since I moved. Just afternoon to everything going on in Vegas. Obviously saw it on social media this morning. It's awful. Just know there's a lot of other people out there that are standing with you guys. I've seen a ton of support out here from Denver. There's lots of guys. If you guys need anything, we got a huge truck crew out here that would love to help you guys out. So reach out if we can help out in any way. Travis Bell, look me up on Facebook. Big fan of the show. Bye, guys.
Message deleted.
I don't know if you guys encountered that at all yesterday, but like my cousin, she's over in the UK right now on vacation. She's like, when I touch back down in the United States, I will jump on another flight and come to Vegas and just volunteer for whatever you guys need.
It's just
people from all over the country, all over the world, offering their support and their love and their money and everything else. And, you know, it's beautiful to see.
It's refreshing to see that just not only do we have support locally, but we have it from all over the world.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, the thing about the United States, just in general, we've experienced, you know, natural disasters and tragedies all across the country over the last year, you know.
In a really short span.
Absolutely.
The last couple of months.
It's been
a crazy couple of months.
It absolutely has. To see, you know, everybody willing to help all over, it speaks to how great this country is. I love it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I normally give you guys a hard time on Twitter or whatever, but I wanted to commend Dave Mahoney and Sylvia for the broadcast you put out there today. with the information you provided and the updates that you gave. What happened is an absolute tragedy, and you guys did the right thing and did it very well. So keep on, fellas, keep on. I think I forgot. I wanted to give a huge, huge thank you, shout out, high five, whatever you want to call it, to the first responders, the law enforcement, the medics. I have a neighbor who's a police officer and a neighbor who's a medic. They both got called out last night. They were banging on our door just after 11 o'clock. All of you, law enforcement and medics, thank you guys so much for what you do. God, please be safe.
Message deleted.
Yeah, let's not get things crossed. Well, we appreciate you saying that about the show yesterday. It was certainly an emotional day, yep. And there was, you know, it was an outlet for us just as much as it was for anyone else. The real heroes are definitely the people, the first responders, the nurses, the medical professionals, the surgeons, everyone that spent countless hours trying to physically fix what had gone so wrong on Sunday night. Those people were amazing. And you know, I got a couple of messages on Facebook yesterday from people that were involved on the law enforcement side. Mm-hmm. They were the first crews that were running in there, and they were like, "Hey, just wanted to say thanks for your support of law enforcement." Again, it is our duty to say thank you. Jerry's the one that reached out. He said, "I was one of the first teams of officers to respond to the crazy scene last night. I just want to say thank you to you guys and your show and the staff for your support. Got into my car this morning after getting released from our spot, and after being on the ground, turned you guys on to hear all the support for us and all the other first responders. Thank you again for being awesome. You guys are the ones that are awesome. Yeah. It's incredible what you guys are doing, literally running into the face of danger, having no idea what's going to happen.
We're in a room talking.
Yeah, for the good of other people. You guys are the heroes.
We want to spread as much information as we could, but anybody can do what we did. Nobody can do what you guys are doing. Yeah, you
it's
know?
Incredible.
That's incredible. You know, and we'll second what Nate said. Thank you to every first responder and every person who helped out.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, it's Gina. I didn't realize that situation was so bad. Anyways, you know, a hug is not a contract. Everyone needs a hug. You know, gentlemen, a bear hug. That's all nature calling you, the bear clan.
Message deleted.
So that's drunk Gina. She may have had a few.
But thank you. Heart's in the right place. I think everybody could use a hug.
Yes.
I'm just
trying to hold it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Thank you, though, Gina. We appreciate it.
You know?
It's very sweet of you.
Yes.
So, sometimes we all need a hug. Yeah. And yes. Even a hug that smells like whiskey.
Those are my favorite.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say thank you for the platform that you guys have been providing. You know, the support seems to be amazing. You know, honestly, I'm still kind of in shock over everything. I do own, you know, a pool company, and to be honest with you, I've never had so many customers that I've run into in the last couple of days that I haven't necessarily seen in a few months who are just genuinely happy to see me. I've gotten hugs. You know, thankfully you're all right. And it's an amazing feeling to know that, you know, being a born and raised local in this town, I've never seen us come together like this. And honestly, it just feels amazing. I mean, that's the best way I can describe. You know, I'm still numb from the situation, but there's always light, I guess. So thank you for doing what you guys do.
Message deleted.
There is always light.
Yeah.
You know, that is the...
There's a lot more good people than there is bad people.
Yeah, it's easy to focus on the darkness, what's bad, what's wrong, what's hard. But there are so many people doing good things.
It was just one person who created all of this this massacre and this horrible acts. But
well, like Carolyn Goodman said, the mayor publicly said that one person is not going to dampen our spirit city.
It's one person versus all of the people that came together to help out and donate. So... You know,
it's just the beginning too. Like this effort will continue for days and weeks and months and years to reestablish a sense of normalcy for especially the families that lost it all. It's going to take a lifetime to try to get past some of the things that we're seeing and yeah. the loss of life and all of those things are tragic.
Yep.
But you know, it's our job to try to be the shoulder that they can lean on in a tough time.
And, and one of the people that are some of the people that we haven't you know acknowledged and thanked, which you know people we traditionally don't talk about ever are politicians. You know, Governor Brian Sandoval got out in front of the media, you know, had some really powerful words. Carolyn Goodman, who we love.
Steve Sisolak. Doing the GoFundMe.
Dean Heller, you know, got out there, was donated blood. Dina Titus was up all day long.
The sheriff was working his butt off.
Joe Lombardo, all of them. The fire chief as well, you know. Thanks to them as well for getting out there and spreading the information and keeping things calm.
It was amazing. X107.5, here's Jude in the line.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you mentioned the amazing politicians that we normally don't call amazing stepping up and doing great things for our community on not just the local level, but also on the national level, being our voice. And Mayor Carolyn Goodman, who we've been a fan of for a long time. She's always been very kind to us, and it's been wonderful to have her on the show over the years. She's been nothing but good to us. She was on the Today Show today and had this to say.
You know, we're not going to dignify this miscreant and spend our time wondering about him, because that's up to the authorities and they will take care of it. But I'm concerned about the families and the 59 who we lost, who are innocent people coming to enjoy a wonderful country, Western activity here, and the 527 who are still in the hospital or still fighting through this episode. Our first responders were outstanding, to say nothing of those of law enforcement who were already there because they were attending the event. And then, too, our wonderful physicians, nurses, everybody who just immediately went to our trauma units and went to the hospitals to care for those who were coming in. But this has been a resilient community who will not be defined by the sick, disgusting human being. I will never mention his name. And I look to the sky to look at the new stars that are up there for each one of these beautiful, innocent people that were slaughtered. It is just, it's horrible. But we will not be defined by this issue. We will continue to be a warm and welcoming place.
Absolutely. And she said it perfectly.
Yeah.
We will not be defined by this. We are not going to be intimidated by it. We are not going to be scared. We are going to grow.
Jason joining us this morning. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing?
Good. You got out into the community and volunteered yesterday as well?
Yeah. So I went to United Blood Services out in Henderson about 7 o'clock yesterday morning, right around there. And they had already had 6 pages of people that were donating blood, and they couldn't take any more people. I knew someone that worked there, so I went in and I asked if there was anything I could help with. And they asked me to keep snacks stocked for the people that were donating. So I'm stocking up snacks, and just the people just started pouring in and pouring in and donating and, you know, giving it every little thing they could, whether it was a case of water. We had people showing up with the pallets of water just for the people. And it was within a couple hours, there was literally nowhere to put anything. We were shoving things under tables. We were putting things in break rooms. Walmart out in Henderson showed up huge. Zappos showed up with 2 vans full of things. Red Bull was out there. It was crazy, the outpouring of things from people. And about noon, they asked anybody who had a truck if they could run stuff over to West Charleston, to the United Blood Services over there, just because they had nowhere to put anything. So me and a bunch of other people loaded stuff in our cars. I loaded my whole truck full of water, drove it over there. And they asked me to take it to UMC because they had nowhere to put it. So I drove it over to UMC, and just people were just there donating. It was just, it's crazy to see that how this town came together.
And it wasn't just people. Like you said, it was companies stepping up too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the businesses were opening their doors. We talked to Sylvia, you're out at the United Blood Services yesterday on West Charleston. And when we were talking about how all of the businesses around that donation center had opened their doors and were offering just the facilities so people could use the restroom that were waiting in line, offering snacks, whatever they could. The entire community seemed to come together in an instant. Before the sun even came up yesterday, there was people calling us, asking us what they could do. Again, I mean, to say that we're encouraged by a tragedy is maybe not the right words, but I really felt so proud to call Las Vegas home. You know, this, this is where we live. These are the people that matter to us. And the way that those people came together yesterday in such a powerful way, and the fact that we know it's going to continue as well, it's just, it's really incredible to watch.
I think if you know, this tragedy is going to define us, I would say it's not so much, you know, guns and whatever. It's just that how we're so giving, and we volunteer our time, and you know, we're strong.
I'm on the United Blood Services website right now, just looking to try to schedule a time to give.
Bloodhero.com if you want to schedule a time. Bloodhero.com is one of the
sites. They are literally filled up. I'm just going through next Monday at this point. I mean, yesterday they were talking, they were full through Thursday, but at this point I'm looking like I can't find anything before. I'm just clicking every day. I'm at Thursday of next week.
It's still full.
So, you know, the community is coming together and they're doing their part. And that's, you know, that is what will define us, how our community gives back in time of need.
We can't take back the terrible things that have happened.
We are not going to be intimidated, and we won't let terror terrorize us here. We are going to live our lives. We are going to honor those people who were injured and who lost their lives here in Las Vegas, because that's what they would want.
Jason, thanks for the call today, man. Thanks for getting out there yesterday too, man.
I just wanted to say, you know, I tagged you guys on some photos on Twitter last night, and that was just the tip of the iceberg, and it makes me proud to be from Las Vegas.
Absolutely,
you know, man. I live here as long as I have. So thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Have a great day. Incubus promises. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So new comments coming down today from President Trump.
Look, we have a tragedy. We're going to do, and what happened in Las Vegas is in many ways a miracle. The police department has done such an incredible job, and we'll be talking about gun laws as time goes by. But I do have to say, how quickly the police department was able to get in was really very much of a miracle. They've done an amazing job.
Of course, yesterday when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was talking about the victims, that got very emotional as well.
One man, 29-year-old Sonny Melton, had traveled from Tennessee to Las Vegas for the concert with his wife, Heather. When the bullets began raining down from above, Sonny shielded her from danger, selflessly giving up his life to save hers. They'd been married for just over a year. Others risked their own lives to save people that they had never met. Mike McGarry of Philadelphia laid on top of students at the concert to protect them from the gunfire. They're 20, I'm 53, he said, and I've lived a good life. Lindsay Padgett and her fiancé, Mike J., fled for cover during the attack and immediately returned to the scene with their pickup truck to help transport the wounded to nearby hospitals. Gail Davis, who was attending the concert with her husband, said she owes her life to a brave police officer who instinctively served as a human shield, protecting her from harm. Sadly, multiple police officers, both on duty and off duty, were among those killed or injured. But what these people did for each other says far more about who we are as Americans than the cowardly acts of a killer ever could. The Gospel of John reminds us that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. The memory of those who displayed the ultimate expression of love in the midst of an unimaginable act of hate will never fade. Their examples will serve as an eternal reminder that the American spirit cannot and will not ever be broken. In the days ahead, we will grieve as a nation, we will honor the memory of those lost as a nation, and we will come together, united as one nation, under God and indivisible.
It's heavy stuff. If you missed it earlier this morning, we were talking about UFC President Dana White and what they have elected to do in the face of all of this. They're going to step up and they're going to donate $1 million.
Their headquarters are here. They've been based here for so long. You know, the ownership, you know, the Fertittas were here for, or still are here, but, you know, they owned it here.
Well, and then even on that side with the Fertittas, what they're doing with the station casinos, where they're offering free rooms to family members of people that were injured or killed to come out to Las Vegas during a devastating time in their lives, whether they're dealing with total loss or whether somebody has been hurt by this maniac down on the strip. The station casinos just instantly sprung and said, hey, we love Las Vegas. We want to help out in any way that we can. And we have obviously a whole bunch of hotel rooms all around the city. We'll go ahead and just book the room for you. That's one less thing that you have to worry about. If you guys saw it yesterday, Allegiant Air stepped up. They're offering free flights to and from Las Vegas for family members as well that are going through this time. Here's UFC President Dana White on the donation.
This is my city. This is my town. I grew up here. I raised my family here. All my friends live here. You know, this is where my business is. The people, what we're going to do is we're going to donate $1 million to the people, the families, and the people who are affected by this. And, you know, it's still too early, so we'll see what pops up over the next week. But, you know, we're going to cut that money up and donate to a bunch of different things that have to do with the tragedy. Or we'll just give the whole million in one lump sum to, you know, the thing that everybody else is donating to. I know the NFL put up some money, too. I think that every casino on the Strip should dig in and help. I think that, you know, businesses like mine and a lot of other people who do well here in Las Vegas can help. I'd say to the people outside of Las Vegas, don't be afraid to come here.
Please don't. You know, exactly. I hope that, you know, they, you know, we stand up to this terror that has shown itself, you know, and is gone now.
Yeah.
But,
I hope when people come to visit Las Vegas, they don't see, you know, the possible, you know, whatever events could happen. They see that this is a strong community and, you know, we're loving and, you know, we came in as one to help each other out.
Very powerful display over the last 36 hours of people here in Las Vegas stepping up. Yesterday, another loss. Unfortunately, Tom Petty at 66 years old passed away. So we're doing what we can to honor his legacy today here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. X107.5 is KXDE Pahrump, Las Vegas HD1. Here is Tom Petty, American Girl.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Dana White, not the only celebrity stepping up to help out Las Vegas in a big way. We've got the names of a couple of others. Mike Tyson, Kid Rock, also on the list of people that are donating big time to the city of Las Vegas. We'll tell you what they're planning next.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Thought it was a really nice gesture yesterday of the city of Paris in France to turn off the lights for the Eiffel Tower. That was something that we did here in Las Vegas back in 2015 when the terror attacks took place over in France during Bastille Day. That guy, maniac, drove a truck into a crowd and killed a bunch of innocent people there. And it felt not quite as significant because, I mean, obviously ours is a much smaller replica version of the Eiffel Tower, but still a very nice gesture on the part of Paris, Las Vegas to do that. But then yesterday, in honor of the senseless loss of life, the folks that that run that establishment of the Eiffel Tower over in Paris decided they're going to turn off the lights as a show of solidarity. And I love seeing the world coming together. I hate that it always has to be around some sort of
tragedy,
tragic incident. But I love seeing that everyone, at the end of the day, has the same feeling that we just want to live a happy and a free life.
Yeah, humanity's a thing.
Yes.
You know, it is. You know, all we want to do is live our lives and be happy. And maybe not even be happy. We just want to live our lives.
Yep.
You know, some of us like being unhappy. The Empire State Building.
I don't know if anybody likes to be unhappy.
You know, I like being unhappy sometimes.
You like being unhappy?
Ian, you also like being unhappy?
No, I don't like being unhappy at all.
You like being happy?
I prefer happy.
Okay. Yeah.
You should try being grumpy sometime, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty liberating.
People
have
told me that,
No.
Seriously.
If you're
grumpy and you just don't give a damn,
Well, I mean, you can just not give a damn, but why you gotta be grumpy? Why you gotta be grumpy pants over there?
So this is it's so much fun.
These are a couple of very nice gestures. Joe Rogan doing a show here in Las Vegas on Friday night, and he announced on Twitter that 100% of the money from his show Friday night is going to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. So that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Station Casinos on Twitter, on behalf of all of us at Station Casinos, we are here to help, adding, for families traveling to Las Vegas to assist those in need, we would like to offer free rooms. We will do all that we can to help you and your loved ones. Mike Tyson, Kid Rock, the Chainsmokers, just some of the big names digging into their pockets to help the victims of the shooting. Oakland Raiders stepped up, donated $50,000 to the Las Vegas Victims Fund, the GoFundMe page that was started by Steve Sisolak. Had an initial goal of $500,000, and it has blown past that now. So over the course of one day, 46,652 people, as we sit right now, have donated.
Wow.
$3.222 million.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
$3.5 million is what the goal has been raised to. So yesterday, we see it blow past the 500,000, and then it goes past the million, and then 1.5, and it's just been this steady climb. It's still a campaign that is trending on GoFundMe, and you'll know the one when you see it. I mean, don't be tricked by any dummy accounts. It's the one that has over $3.2 million. that have that's been donated to it. And
yeah,
that doesn't even include the $1 million coming from the UFC. That's totally separate. So again,
but you also have to be really careful about, you know, fake accounts and trying to profit.
By the way, if you're a scammer in a time like this, you're the scum of the earth.
If you're trying to profit off of this,
go to jail and they take everything from you. If you, you know, there are a few things in this world, you know, that should just be sacred. You know, you don't pretend to have some debilitating disease or cancer or a brain tumor, or you don't try to profit off of those people who are looking to help in a time of tragedy. Those are just the worst people out there. And I hope I'm on a jury of somebody who is trying to scam charities or trying to scam good people, because I will find a way to get them locked up forever.
Also, you know, it's not as serious of an offense, of course, as what we're just talking about with actually trying to scam people. Just be careful that you're not sharing fake news.
Yes.
During a time like this, there is information, especially when we don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. The police are still trying to figure things out. You just got to be careful that you're not sharing fake news.
I've been seeing on Twitter just some conspiracy theories, like, oh, there was a second person.
It wasn't a false flag attack. Yeah. It wasn't some Manchurian candidate. Yeah, there weren't two shooters. They found the guy.
Yeah, he had a
corner room, and there was a room adjacent to his that he had. That's why there were two windows that were broken out. Yeah. Stop. So, like, if it's fakenews.com.fara.com. Production something.
Wait, why are you lumping me into this? I'm not posting fake
affairs.
Whatever the website. I'm just trying to give an example, Dave.
Terrible example.
Fakenews.fara.com.
You and I both know that's a very real site, okay?
It hurts. It hurts so bad.
Casinos also announced that they are committing $1 million to support those affected by the Las Vegas shootings.
You know, we've got a lot of great companies that are based here in Las Vegas. You know, and a lot of their employees got out yesterday and did the right thing and tried to help out. And it's good to see, you know, the higher ups and the corporations and the companies as a whole do well also.
Shelley Adelson, the daughter of Sheldon Adelson, kicked in $10,000 of her own money. Also, LA Rams Pro Bowl tackle Andrew Whitmore ponied up $25,000 to the fund. So, yeah, people that maybe you wouldn't even expect to step up are doing so in a big way in support of our great city.
Florida Georgia Line also. Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, there was talks yesterday. A lot of the country artists from around the world spoke out about what was going on. I'm sure there's going, you know, a massive benefit that's going to be planned.
A huge benefit.
And Hoda added $1,000.
Hoda, like Mahoney's woman crush, Hoda?
Yeah.
Really?
On the Today Show.
Yeah.
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 I like Hoda.
Was she just drunk on that white wine? Or does she drink the red wine?
She drinks all the wine, Dave.
Give me all of it.
I ain't mad at her. All right. Here's 30 Seconds to Mars, Walk on Water. X107.5. Again, thank you to all the celebrities and the great companies that have stepped up for our city. Yesterday, at 66 years old, we lost Tom Petty. Certainly an American icon when it comes to rock music. This is his song, Running Down a Dream. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So yesterday, with the loss of Tom Petty and then obviously everything that we were dealing with as a city, just kind of a surreal day. I felt numb throughout the day. Just didn't really know.
Right. It was hard to process all those events and everything happening and just the numbers climbing.
If there is a, you know, silver lining to an otherwise dark cloud, we're hearing all these stories of just heroism in the crowd while all of this was going on. I'll just share a couple with you. You may have heard of Sonny Melton by now, 29 years old, a nurse from Tennessee, who was one of the first victims named and one of the first heroes identified. His wife, Heather, who's a surgeon, was with him watching Jason Aldean at the festival, and he laid on top of her to save her life, and he's the one that ended up taking the bullets.
Wow.
As a result, he saved my life. He grabbed me, started running. When I felt him get shot in the back, I wanted everyone to know what a kind-hearted, loving man he was. But at this point, I can barely breathe. Obviously, losing what she considered to be her soulmate, but she would have been gunned down if it wasn't for him. Off-duty Arizona firefighter and father of three, Kurt Fowler, was shot in the leg while protecting his wife, Trina, from gunfire. A retired teacher, Mike Kronk, brave gunfire and used his shirt to stop the bleeding of his friend Ron, who was shot three times in the chest. Slid under the stage. Another lady came over and compressed. Kronk, here in Las Vegas for his 48th birthday, Him and a couple of other people that did not get hit carried his friend to a civilian's pickup truck that had three other injured people in it and transported them to the hospital. One of those four wounded did not make it, but Kronk's friend did survive because of their quick thinking.
You know, there are so many stories of people making tourniquets out of shirts, out of belts, anything that they could find to just try to get their friends, strangers, their family members to safety and get medical treatment. You know, I think if there weren't as many people who are willing to help and act, it's we would have seen a much higher count.
The really terrifying thing about this is that, you know, it's an all ages show. Yep. And so you've got like moms with their babies.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
At this festival running with their infants in their arms, trying to find cover.
I've heard stories yesterday of moms and dads covering, just getting down on the ground and covering their infants, you know, because what in a situation like that, it's, you know, you're trying to save yourself, but being selfless and protecting your child, it's heartbreaking to hear these stories.
Steve Keys is a Glendale firefighter. He was shot and was bleeding. He said, "Yeah, I got shot." He lifted up his shirt. He was shot in the chest. He said, "I'll be fine."
Wow.
Brown examined the firefighter and saw that he had a wound extending from his chest to his stomach and learned that he had been performing CPR on a woman at the concert venue when he was shot. So he stopped to perform CPR on somebody,
shot,
and then just shrugged it off.
Unreal. I'll be fine. How many first responders and people who were trained who were there and just let their training take over and trying to help those people who were wounded.
A former Marine by the name of Taylor Winston, 29, and his friend Jen Lewis sprung into action to try and save lives during the shooting. At first, Winston was helping people over the fence as they fled, the bullets raining down on the crowd. Eventually, he and others tore down the fence so that way people could just get out quicker. Mm-hmm. Then Winston and Lewis found an unattended truck near the venue with the keys still inside, and they took it to transport victims to the hospital. Jen and I luckily found a truck with keys in it, started transporting priority victims to the hospital, and made a couple of trips to try to help as best we could until more ambulances could arrive.
And every ambulance in the city was there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy to hear these stories of people using pickups.
So this Marine and his friend, Taylor Winston and Jen Lewis, in two trips transported about 24 people to the Desert Springs Hospital Medical Center. The friends were able to flag down a squad car en route to the hospital, and the officer turned on the vehicle's flashers to escort them through traffic.
That's awesome.
Yep. Jonathan Smith, 30 years old from right here in Las Vegas, celebrating the 43rd birthday of his brother. He was a big country music fan. Mm-hmm. According to the Washington Post, he is a copy machine repairman, looked around for his family, but they had all disappeared. But with his brother, seeing several festival attendees hiding behind a sheriff's patrol car at the edge of the concert, he decided to get them to safety. Active shooter, let's go, let's run, he shouted, grabbing people and moving them towards a handicapped parking area away from the lawn. It's estimated that he directed about 30 people away from direct gunfire.
Wow.
So Jonathan Smith, 30 years old, probably saved the lives of 30 people. Oh, by the way, he got shot in the neck. He's okay.
Oh, my God.
I saw a picture of him on Reddit this morning. He was on
That's him. Oh, okay. I've seen that picture.
Yeah,
he's like sitting in a chair in a waiting room. He's got the bandage on his shoulder from where he got shot in the shoulder neck area.
Oh, my God.
Like the trap.
Yeah. Just thank area, God yeah. nothing happened to him.
Fractured collarbone, cracked rib, bruised lung, but it looks like he's going to be just fine.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yeah, and then there's this one mom that was there with her 4-year-old daughter. We just thought we heard fireworks. It took a couple of seconds to realize it wasn't, so I put the baby on the ground and got on top of her.
Yep.
And then when the gunfire stopped for a moment, she got up and ran to some bleachers and hid under them. But I can't imagine the terror of having a 4-year-old child in your arms.
Yeah.
At a festival like that, you just think you're going to have some fun, listen to some music.
It's a family-friendly event.
Relax, but then, like, eat some bad food. You know,
when you hear
get a corn dog.
Yeah.
When you hear corn those sounds, like, you would think it's fireworks because it's a concert, and it's towards the end.
People thought it was a speaker that had gone bad, maybe.
Yeah.
You just don't expect that. And there was, you couldn't see anyone because they're, you know, 400 or 500 yards away.
Yeah, it's 1,200
floors up. Yeah,
like damn near half a mile.
Yeah, because some of the videos when the shots first got fired, like, people were just, like, looking around trying to see where it was coming from.
You don't know what's going on. You're looking around. What's happening?
Yeah. And then you see people starting to go down, and you realize what's happening.
Which is even more terrorizing because you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what's there, you know? Yeah. It's
Imagine how much that gets amplified if you're with a four-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even imagine.
Terror goes through the roof.
Well, thank God there were so many people who acted heroically.
Individuals, yeah. Saved a lot of lives.
Absolutely.
Here's Capital Cities, safe and sound. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
For good reason, emotion has been running high here in Las Vegas and around the world for people that were affected by this tragedy. On Twitter, just got a message that United Health is offering free emotional support available 24/7. Doesn't cost anything. Here's the number if you want to jot that down. 866-342-6892. 866-342-6892.
And if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney, like two posts back, there's a post with a whole bunch of numbers there. And if you look at the comments as well, tons of people have weighed in on other organizations, therapists, counselors in the area who are offering their services free of charge. If you need to talk to somebody, please do. They are available and they are here to help.
Philip said on Twitter just a moment ago, not originally from Vegas, but seriously considering retiring here. The way this city pulls together is amazing.
Best city in the world, man. Nowhere else I would ever want to live.
So Big and Rich talked about a fan that they had met and unfortunately was one of the victims in the shooting on Sunday night.
One guy that was on our meet and greet before the show, 25-year-old kid, passed away. We had just met him before the show, but this bright-eyed kid, you know, was so excited to meet Big and Rich. And he was one of the guys. You know, he just shook his hand a couple hours before that. It's unthinkable, really.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders was doing a briefing at the White House and was talking about the victims and ended up breaking down in the process.
One man, 29-year-old Sonny Melton, had traveled from Tennessee to Las Vegas for the concert with his wife, Heather. When the bullets began raining down from above, Sonny shielded her from danger, selflessly giving up his life to save hers. They'd been married for just over a year. Others risked their own lives to save people that they had never met. Mike McGarry of Philadelphia laid on top of students at the concert to protect them from the gunfire. They're 20, I'm 53, he said, and I've lived a good life. Lindsay Paget and her fiancé, Mike J., fled for cover during the attack and immediately returned to the scene with their pickup truck to help transport the wounded to nearby hospitals. Gail Davis, who was attending the concert with her husband, said she owes her life to a brave police officer who instinctively served as a human shield, protecting her from harm. Sadly, multiple police officers, both on duty and off duty, were among those killed or injured. But what these people did for each other says far more about who we are as Americans than the cowardly acts of a killer ever could. The Gospel of John reminds us that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. The memory of those who displayed the ultimate expression of love in the midst of an unimaginable act of hate will never fade. Their examples will serve as an eternal reminder that the American spirit cannot and will not ever be broken. In the days ahead, we will grieve as a nation, we will honor the memory of those lost as a nation, and we will come together, united as one nation, under God and indivisible.
One person that was very emotional yesterday as well on his program was Las Vegas' own Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep.
He opened his show talking about what happened here in Las Vegas, and it wasn't easy for him to get through.
Well, hello, everyone. Here we are again in the aftermath of another terrible, inexplicable, shocking, and painful tragedy, this time in Las Vegas, which happens to be my hometown and Cleto's hometown, Cleto Sr.'s hometown. And as you know, at least 59 people are dead. Hundreds of people were wounded in what they say was the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. Of course, we pray for the victims and for their families and friends, and we wonder why, even though there's probably no way to ever know why a human being would do something like this to other human beings who are at a concert, having fun and listening to music. Jason Aldean was on stage. Luke Combs, who was here with us tonight, he played the show too, and obviously no one could have ever expected that something terrible would happen, but it did. This morning, we have children without parents and fathers without sons, mothers without daughters. We lost two police officers. We lost a nurse from Tennessee, a special ed teacher from a local school here in Manhattan Beach, and it's too much to even process. all these devastated families who now have to live with this pain forever because one person with a violent and insane voice in his head managed to stockpile a collection of high-powered rifles and use them to shoot people.
If you haven't watched the whole monologue from Jimmy Kimmel, I would certainly encourage you to go do that. It's up on our Twitter
Powerful.
Right now, at David Mahoney. But you can tell that Jimmy has a real love for this city and that it hit him really hard. And, you know, he's been going through it personally with everything that's happened with his son and the surgeries and everything else. But Jimmy Kimmel, no question about it, has a real love for Las Vegas and very powerful message from him last night to open his show.
You know, everybody who's speaking about it, you know, the families of these people who they're shattering their lives. You know, it's unreal how many people are affected by this tragedy, this senseless act of violence that this guy perpetrated on our city. And it's hard to, you know, the last couple of days have been hard. You know, it's hard as a broadcaster to, you know, to talk about these sorts of things without getting emotional. And when we sit here and we stop and we think about it, it hurts. It absolutely 100% hurts. And we're not, you know, and we're lucky. And we're the lucky ones that, you know, we didn't have friends who were killed yesterday.
Right. There's people that we knew that you know, were friends of friends, but there wasn't like immediate friends or family members that we lost in this tragedy, which... Very thankful for that, but you think about, like Jimmy was saying, like all of the people that have lost everything
and basically
in an instant for nothing.
What that man did was rob.
Yeah.
He just stole everyone's happiness.
Stole lives.
And the people that, you know, the people that we've talked about, you know, first responders, teachers, you know, just good people in the community.
Yeah.
You know, who wanted to help out. You know, you look at it, like you talk, hear them, their families talk about them. You hear what they were doing, you know, special ed teachers, vets, police officers, you know, it's just maddening to see good people just taken from us for no reason.
And Jimmy's right. Something's got to change. So, you know, we're not going to pretend like we have all of the answers, but something's got to change.
Yeah, this has got to stop. It's got to stop.
X107.5 is KXDE Pahrump, Las Vegas, HD1. Here's some Green Day. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Just got a message here on Facebook from Stephanie. She said, I feel like you need to say this as well as thinking this. For all you people running around saying that this is a hoax and laughing and making jokes, shame on you. Laugh and make your jokes and say that to everyone that has lost and was affected by this deplorable and cowardly act. It was real and it happened. People helping people, making tourniquets and being shot as they were performing CPR on injured people. People running for their lives, with nowhere to hide. Sheltering their wives, girlfriends, children, and people they didn't know. This is no joke. The man who did this was cowardly. He took a high position and inflicted pain, chaos, and fear. And then... he knew that he was going to be found. He took his own life because he didn't want to face the aftermath of his own actions.
Coward.
So instead of running your mouth, screaming hoax, or telling people this isn't true or laughing, why don't you try and help?
Exactly.
Well said.
How can you even begin to believe that that is a hoax?
Because there's people who believe in these conspiracy theories.
100
stop.
Plus
just
people.
Stop.
It's
with wounded.
There's
60 people killed
online that are going to spread misinformation. And guess what? When you click on their profile picture, I bet it won't be a picture of them.
No.
And when you look at their name, I bet it won't be their real name because it's a fake account. It's propaganda. It's people trying to stir up emotions with lies. Stop believing it.
It's so infuriating.
If you really think that all of the governments, all of the agencies, all of the people that run the government, and all of the reporters that are on the ground that are seeing the same things that are being reported on, reported to them by the authorities, are all in on some conspiracy, just go away. You're wrong. And maybe I'm just a sheep for believing that.
Yeah, because our good friends who were there yesterday,
who are actually in the middle of it, who are recording it, who I saw videos from their phone that they took. Yeah, they're all in on it too.
Yeah.
No.
It's so dumb.
Stop.
It's frustrating because this was a serious situation and people lost everything. And it gets minimized when you start screaming that it's a hoax and it's a big conspiracy.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Try to be supportive. Have empathy. Listen.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
There is a number of services around Las Vegas today that are offering free counseling, and one of them is United. So if you want to give them a call, it's free 24/7 emotional support line, whether you are directly affected or indirectly affected, 866-342-6892. There's also blood banks, obviously, all over Las Vegas that had enormous turnouts yesterday. But you can schedule an appointment, which is what they're asking you to do, because just showing up, the lines are long. They're at capacity at a lot of these places, which is a tremendous show of just how supportive the community has been. But just be aware, they're asking that you schedule your appointment in advance so that way they can get the blood they need when they need it.
And there is always a need for blood here in Las Vegas. You know, it doesn't keep on the shelf forever. So if it's something, you know, we're looking at a week out or a week and a half out for a scheduling of an appointment for you, do it. Just if you feel like you need to give back to the community, absolutely go ahead. Do that. It's going to help out.
The Ronald McDonald House is preparing food for families at UMC. Donations are at 2323 Potosi Street. Also, the donation center at the Las Vegas Convention Center is open, 3150 Paradise Road. That's South Hall, Bay 34. And for the victims hotline, they updated the number, 866-535-5654.
Yeah, that number, the first line, I mean, it was just inundated with so much stuff yesterday.
And there's still people that are missing.
Yeah.
There's still people that don't know where their loved ones are, which is terrifying. But again, 866-535-5654.
I think PT's Pub is also offering some free food for first responders that are on duty today also.
PT's was doing it yesterday, or PT's, yesterday we had Shake Shack, we saw Nacho Daddy, Domino's was offering free pizzas.
Our friends over there at Stacks and Yolks, they bagged 200 lunches and took those out to first responders.
Amazing to see so many businesses coming together here in Las Vegas to, you know, try to help out the people who are helping out.
They're coming out of their pocket with the resources. They're using their employees' time to give back to the community. And again, it's just another show of what an amazing community that we have here in Las Vegas. So very encouraging to see.
Absolutely.
President Trump offered some new comments today, and here's the latest from him.
Look, we have a tragedy. We're going to do, and what happened in Las Vegas is in many ways a miracle. The police department has done such an incredible job, and we'll be talking about gun laws as time goes by. But I do have to say, how quickly the police department was able to get in was really very much of a miracle. They've done an amazing job.
There's no question the first responders here in Las Vegas did do an amazing job. Yep. Mayor Carolyn Goodman was on the Today Show and had this to say.
You know, we're not going to dignify this miscreant and spend our time wondering about him, because that's up to the authorities and they will take care of it. But I'm concerned about the families and the 59 who we lost, who are innocent people coming to enjoy a wonderful country, Western activity here, and the 527 who are still in the hospital or still fighting through this episode. Our first responders were outstanding, to say nothing of those of law enforcement who were already there because they were attending the event. And then to our wonderful physicians, nurses, everybody who just immediately went to our trauma units and went to the hospitals to care for those who are coming in. But this has been a resilient community who will not be defined by the sick, disgusting human being. I will never mention his name. And I look to the sky to look at the new stars that are up there for each one of these beautiful, innocent people that were slaughtered. It is just, it's horrible. But we will not be defined by this issue. We will continue to be a warm and welcoming place.
It's interesting. Something that just popped up from a news station down in Texas, ACL, which is the Austin City Limits Festival. So yep. They're offering refunds to those that don't want to go attend the festival in Austin. Because of what happened here in Las Vegas. I respect ACL doing that.
Yeah.
I hate to see people backing down
and
from
missing out on something fun.
Well, from an event that they were planning on going to and enjoying with their family or friends because they're scared because of what is nothing short of terrorism.
It is terrorism.
That happened here in Las
Vegas. That's what happened. Yeah. It 100% was. And, you know, I have to, I'm with you. I commend ACL, but you know, I think as we move forward, you know, we've been in the concert business for many, many, many years and been to countless concerts of, you know, thousands probably between, you know, everybody here in this room. I think the way that security takes place at things like this. We never thought that something like this could have happened, you know, and they said the security at the actual, you know, concert was tight and it was what it was supposed to be, except for they didn't, you know, why would they be planning for a guy with,
how could you plan with an arsenal
worth of $30,000 firing thousands of bullets from 1,200 feet away, you know? They're going to look in the, you know, like planning ahead.
In the field.
This is going to be something that they focus on, you know? I mean, it's a sad tragedy that, you know, that's the world that we're going to live in, but that's what we're going to do. We are going to live our life.
It's like 9/11. Like, you never expect people to fly planes into buildings.
Never.
You know, and since they've taken a lot of precautions, and it hasn't happened again, thankfully. But, you know, it's one of those things that you don't ever think about until, unfortunately, it's too late and innocent life is lost.
I have a question. Are you going to put that back in your mouth?
Yes, Ross.
Talking about his Invisalign. Did he drop it on the floor?
It fell.
He dropped your Invisalign on the floor?
It fell on the floor.
Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, no. Do you get new trays tomorrow?
Yeah, I get new trays tomorrow. It's my last tray.
You gotta run it under warm water.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to put it back in my mouth.
Kill the germs.
I've had dirtier things in there. That's true. What, man?
What dirty things?
Sometimes you need it.
Yeah, that was unfortunate that it fell straight on the floor.
Yeah.
I was holding it in my hand and got a little passionate talking with my hands.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Ew.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So yesterday we were going to have Carrie Hart here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, but we ended up pushing the interview back because obviously everything that went on. Carrie is joining us live right now here on the program, and you're actually headed back to Las Vegas in short order, or are you already back here?
Nope, I'm still out in California now, but I'm working my way up there on Thursday. How you guys doing?
Good, man. It's been a pretty heavy couple of days,
rough.
Obviously.
You're
a Las Vegas guy, and you know, you spent the vast majority of your life here. What was your take as you were starting to hear the news either late on Sunday night or Monday morning when you woke up?
I mean, it's just absolutely heartbreaking. You know, I mean, you don't wish this to happen anywhere in the world, let alone your hometown, and you know, and how it not only affects the people that are involved, but the city itself. And you know, Vegas is a small town; it's 2 degrees of separation, and it's affected everybody.
Yeah, one encouraging thing was to see people, you know, rallying the way that they did here in Vegas yesterday. The lines at the blood bank, even before the sun came up, you know, we were getting calls from people that were standing out there.
Started at 2 a.m. People were out there at 2 a.m.
Wanting to donate blood. Yeah, it was very encouraging. And then the blood banks let us know that they had a need for supplies because there's a lot of people waiting in line and they needed, you know, sunshade because it was pretty hot out yesterday. As well as water and snacks. And it got to the point where there was so many people that had brought them supplies, they literally couldn't take anymore. It was just a huge show of community here in Las Vegas. Very encouraging in that way. And unfortunately, it had to come at a pretty dark time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is the black cloud. But the silver lining is, you know, people from Vegas are solid and they support each other and help each other when they need.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier on the show that, you know, a lot of people think of Las Vegas as just the Strip. You know, we, you know, the Strip is a huge part of our town, but the people outside the Strip, the people who make up this community, you know, it's nice to get the world gets to see that we are a strong, caring, amazing community here in Las Vegas.
We're more than just casinos and gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100%. There's a whole other side to Las Vegas that very few people get to see, but luckily enough, I grew up around it.
So you're headed back to Vegas this weekend, which is exciting. And Carrie Hart is the guest this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What are you coming to town for? What are you working on?
Well, yeah, I mean, on a positive note, we have a big motorcycle event happening in Vegas this coming weekend down on Fremont Street, and I've teamed up with the D Hotel and as well as Indian Motorcycles and Wiener Schnitzel to do some really fun events for my foundation, which is called Good Ride. So. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different from the other ones that we do this year. This one, we're going to start off Thursday night. We're going to do celebrity bartending. Myself, Big B, Horny Mike, and a couple other guests are going to show up, and we're going to sling some cocktails. And the D's going to contribute all the funds back to our foundation, which actually my foundation is a pass-through. We end up giving the proceeds to Infinite Hero, which is Oakley's military charity. So, we're doing that on Thursday. We encourage everybody to come down and have a cocktail and not wake up with a moral hangover, but a good hangover. and then on Friday, over off of Charleston and Lamb, the same crew, we're going to do a restaurant takeover at Wiener Schnitzel. So we're going to be slinging hot dogs for about an hour, and all the proceeds will go back to the foundation. And then we're going to kind of wrap out the whole weekend with our ride, which so for people that don't know what Good Ride is, it's I have a 501c3 foundation I started. I've kind of jumped the fence from motocross, and I'm working heavily in the V-twin world. And just want to kind of create something that was, you know, fun, uplifting, more like a social ride, once again, with the proceeds benefiting veterans. So this is our last one of the year, and we're actually going to start it out at Sin City Indian on Saturday. And we're going to do just a fun ride up to Mountain Springs and end it down at Double Down and just have some fun on motorcycles for the day.
Love it, man. So I mean, again, you've always been a big force when it comes to charities here in Las Vegas. Love that you're continuing that. And what you're talking about down on Fremont Street, the Las Vegas Bike Week is going on this weekend. And so down on Fremont Street, there's going to be all sorts of fun activities for people that want to get involved. But love that you guys are going to be on the ground. And even though it wasn't obviously planned because you didn't know that all this stuff was going to unfold on Sunday night, it's just nice to see that there's some great charity events happening here in Las Vegas and that you're bringing in the star power with Big B to help out as well. It'll be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, between myself and him, the star power is pretty low, but we're doing our part.
How's the family? How's Pink? How are the girls?
Everything's great, man. You know, life is crazy with kids, but it's been a lot of fun. You know, wifey's gotten back to work, and kids are growing like weeds, and I'm working on motorcycles and getting older. But yeah, everything is great, man. Things are solid, and enjoying my time with the family and enjoying my time, actually, like I said, really working with my foundation and going out and raising some money for a good cause.
Good stuff, man. Well, it's here in Vegas, and it starts on Thursday, Fremont Street. Is there a start time? Do you know exactly when you guys are going to get started down there with the celebrity bartending and slinging the drinks?
Yeah, so that's the big one. We're going to be there from 8 to 10 o'clock slinging drinks. So come on down. Like I said, the D is going to contribute all the proceeds back to our foundation. Our ride on Saturday from a seat standpoint is sold out. But if you go to our website, goodriderally.com, you can actually purchase an entry for a vet. We're planning on having somewhere around 25 veterans come out for the ride. So the fine people have been purchasing entries to allow veterans to come out and enjoy themselves for the day. And yeah, it's just a great cause. So if nothing else, come down, grab a drink, grab a hot dog, or you're more than welcome to stop by Sin City Indian and shake some hands.
Do you have any experience making cocktails at all? I mean, do you feel like you're going to be the best
out of... You used to own a bar, Dave.
Yeah, but I mean, were you actually behind the bar? Like, were you the guy with this little shaker and doing all the flair?
Nah, you know what? I really wanted to get some seat time behind the bar. I never got a chance. So here's the trick. You want a quick drink, come to me for a beer. I don't want to slow down progress. I don't want to slow your buzz down because I get stuck on a vodka tonic.
Carrie Hart, thanks for your time, man. Again, the D this weekend, Thursday is when it's all getting going down there. Starting at 5 o'clock, and then throughout the weekend, there's a number of events going on. Thanks for your time this morning, man. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys. Everybody keep your heads up, okay?
Thanks, man. Love Carrie, man.
Yep.
Good people. Vegas guy coming back to town. What? Why are you laughing?
I just laughed because how many times were we drunk at Wasted Space?
Was that his bar?
Yes.
Huh. Oh, my God.
Remember he had, like, Hart Huntington Inc.?
He doesn't remember because he was drunk.
Drunk son of a... Jesus, come on, Dave.
I mean, that was a long time ago, man. That was like 10 years ago. What do you want? It really was. It was like 10 years ago.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Las Vegas' own Imagine Dragons and Thunder. That's going to do it for us today. Want to thank everyone who spent the morning with us, whether in part or in full. Just an update for you on where they are with the GoFundMe. $3.4 million raised, and they have jumped the goal up to $4 million now in one day's time. Almost 50,000 people have chipped in, anywhere from $5 up to $50,000. It's been big money that's been contributed by some. We've also seen million-dollar donations from the likes of Dana White and the UFC to Station Casinos. People all over the world are contributing, and it means a lot to us here in Las Vegas. So if you're streaming from somewhere else, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the support and for the love. And I mean, we've all been getting it right from people out of town that don't live here. They've been checking on us and
all over the world, pretty much
sending warm wishes. And we feel the love here and it's greatly appreciated. We have a long way to go. But we're going to continue to do everything that we can in our power to love and support this community, just like we felt that love and support over the years.
And thank you for getting out there and helping making this community a better place when it needs it.
you know, in a time of need.
And yep. Showing that Vegas is way more than just what we have a reputation.
Sure. Sure. It's not just casinos. And then some people around the world maybe are learning that for the first time. We've known it for a long time. But again, thank you, Las Vegas, for loving each other, being so supportive. And we appreciate you sharing those stories with us. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.